Pop Carter, which is June's father, Mama, how did he celebrate Christmas when y'all were first married?
When we first married?
Mama, he didn't have a great big old copper kettle somewhere hid up in the mountain, did he?
June can tell you that story, John. But I will tell you that he used to go buy a bushel of apples and a bushel of oranges and fruit like that for the girls, and he'd divide it in three ways. And they could do what they wanted to with it. They wanted to give it away, okay.
But you couldn't get any
others. They could have the rest of the others. They had to, theirs had to last them through Christmas. And you know, they couldn't go to the one of the other girls and say, hey, give me some of your fruit. Mine's all gone.
I want to tell you that story about how you asked about the celebrating. Back years ago, they didn't have too much to celebrate with up in that country unless you made your own. And my father somewhere had him the dandiest copper kettle with little pipes going out all over it, somewhere up in the hills.
My uncle knew him.
And my grandmother Carter was quite a woman, and she never said one word to my daddy, but she was always going into Clinch Mountain hunting wood and dragging it out on her back. And she came out of there one day dragging that great big old forked stick with a copper kettle right on the end of it. And my father's name was Ezra Carter. And she'd say, Ezra, said, oh, Ezra, said, look here, Ezra, said, I found the dandiest copper kettle for making apple butter. And he never said a word. We always had good apple butter.